Man, we've been looking at ARM templates for a while now, and we've gotten pretty good at them. But how can you use your ARM templates in your CI/CD pipelines? Find out next time when we do just that using GitHub Actions on the DevOps Lab. Welcome to the DevOps Lab. ARM templates, they are amazing for infrastructure as code into Azure. But I'm a DevOps guy, right? So on this episode, we're going to show you how you can use ARM templates in your CI/CD pipelines using GitHub Actions. Hey, welcome to the show, Frank.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So you have shown us so much about ARM templates, and I think I finally got the hang of it. But, you know, I'm all about DevOps, which means I want to be able to do all the infrastructure as code goodness using ARM templates using my pipelines. Specifically, my code's in GitHub. So I want to, can you show us how we can do GitHub Actions using ARM templates?
Yeah, and you know what, Abel? I think I have a better idea.
What's that?
Why don't you show us this time?
Wow. Okay, I guess I can. Not a problem. All right. So let me go ahead and share my screen so you can see what's going on. All right. So what you're looking at is my Azure portal. And as you can see, I only have two resource groups that have nothing to do with this project. My code is really sitting inside of GitHub. So I'm using the Tailwind Traders app. So this is a .NET Core application that connects up to some different services as well. So let's go ahead and kick off an action, my workflow, that's my CI/CD pipeline. So it's going to build my application, provision, and deploy everything. So to kick everything off, let me go ahead and touch a file. So I'll just go ahead and touch my README file. Let me come all the way down here. I'll do that. Commit the change. And so now, if we jump into my actions, it should trigger one of my actions. So what are GitHub Actions? GitHub Actions, you can think of that as an automation engine that's inside of GitHub, where you can automate all kinds of stuff, right? All kinds of different workflows, including your CI/CD pipelines. So what you're seeing is, in parallel, I'm building my application and also provisioning the infrastructure that I need using ARM templates. So while this is going on, let me go ahead and show you what that looks like in terms of the code. So now what you're looking at is my VS Code, where I have an ARM template, right? Everything has to start with my ARM template. So I tried to use everything that you taught me. So the first thing I did was I passed in parameters that I'm going to need, for instance, like the name of my resource group, which location I'm going to send it in. And I also added default values just in case nobody passes something in. So these are all the different parameters I'm passing through. I'm also using some variables. So we have some different variables that I'm using. And finally, the resources that I'm going to provision. So if you look at this, this template is going to be at the subscription level, right? Because what I want to deploy is a brand new resource group. So I deploy or define what my resource group is going to be. And then next, I have a nested deployment because I want to deploy in my resource group. I want to be able to deploy the assets inside of Azure that I need, which really is just an Azure app service with some configuration. So if we look at this, my scope, I'm scoped to outer. The mode is going to be incremental. And this is just a normal deployment template. And what am I going to be deploying? Well, first thing I'm going to deploy is, I need to say what my service plan is going to be for my app service. And then when that's done, I go ahead and deploy my app service. And I also have a couple configuration settings that I have to set. Pretty simple, right? This is literally what everything that you guys taught me, using parameters, using variables, even doing nested stuff. Yeah. So the next thing I got to do is I have to define my workflow, my action that will build and provision and then deploy my application. So the way they do that in GitHub is in your .github/workflows directory, you get to define what your workflows are going to be, and you define them in YAML. So I have, well, I'm saying anytime there is a push into my main branch, it will go ahead and kick off, and I have three jobs. The first two jobs, build and provision and configure, those are going to run in parallel. So my build is a pretty standard build. So if you think about what actions really are, it's really like an action or a task runner where it does one thing after another after another. So I'm literally a standard build for a .NET application. I check out my code, I set up NuGet, I set up .NET Core, then I do a restore, build, test, and then I copy things around. Right? And then at the end, I publish everything back up to GitHub. Where it gets fun is when I do my provision and configure, because this is the new part. I didn't know how to do this at first, so I just quickly Googled and I went into Microsoft Docs that showed me how I can use the Azure CLI to deploy an ARM template into Azure. So that's literally what I'm doing. First thing that I do is I check out all of my code, and then I issue two commands. The first Azure CLI command, I'm just logging into my Azure subscription using a service principal. And then when that's done, I'm deploying that tt-iac.json file. That's my ARM template. I'm going to go ahead and deploy that into Western United States. And it's that simple, right? So these two jobs happen in parallel. And when both of these jobs are finally done, then it'll go ahead and fan in and it'll deploy my application. First, it's going to download the zip file that I built earlier, and then it will go ahead and deploy. How do you deploy a zip file into Azure App Service? There are tasks that do this, but because I don't know what the secrets are for my app service, because I'm doing it on the spot, I'm going to go ahead and use a service principal to help me deploy. And again, I'm just using the Azure CLI. So first thing I do, I log in using my service principal, and then using the Azure CLI, I again deploy my zip file into the correct app service. So now if we go ahead and jump back to our application, it looks like we built, we have provisioned. Let's take a look at that. And this should look very familiar. We get this massive amount of JSON back. And then I go ahead and deploy my application all the way into Azure. So now if we jump back into my portal, we can refresh this. We can see, oh, look at that. We have a new resource group. If we drill into the resource group, we can see here's my app service plan and also my app service itself. So let's take a look at that. And we'll click on the link, bring up the application, and...
First time is a little bit slower because warm up, but still very quick.
Voila, there you go. There's the application provisioned and deployed using ARM templates in GitHub Actions. What do you think of that?
I think, Abel, you learned very well. You did apply everything we discussed on the since the past few episodes on ARM, everything from A to Z, even the latest one. It's really cool. You put everything together on GitHub, and now we can deploy directly from there. This is really amazing, having a complete CI/CD in GitHub with the GitHub action. That's really cool.
Yeah, there is so much power once you can hook your CI/CD pipeline into infrastructure as code. And specifically this time we're using ARM templates, right? One of the things that I love the most with ARM templates is it's idempotent, right? So I can run this over and over and over again. And all it does is it just checks, hey, the resources I have out in Azure, has it been deployed yet? If it hasn't, it'll go ahead and deploy it. If it's already deployed, it'll just look at it and say, has anything changed? Because if it has, the deployment or what's been provisioned, it really should match what is in my ARM template. If it isn't, it will make it so, right? And that right there is DevOps best practices. So man, like I always said, power and flexibility of ARM templates is freaking awesome. And using them now in your CI/CD pipelines, it really helps us deliver more value faster. So viewers, if you want to learn more about ARM templates and CI/CD pipelines using GitHub Actions, check out those links below and join us next time on the DevOps Lab.